This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hey, Sailor.
Hey there.
It's me, Minzwee.
And me, Omar.
We now have an Amazon portal, which is a way for you guys to support the podcast by doing something that you already do. So all you gotta do is just go to boardwalkaudio.com/heysailor. There'll be a portal on there that says support our podcast, and that'll take you right to amazon.com, the same site that you use already to shop and stuff.
Exactly. Purchase things you'd normally purchase, but it helps with the channel.
Yeah, so the best thing you can do for us is just go to that link. If you bookmark it and use that as your default Amazon thing, we'll get a little bit of money from your purchase to help support the podcast.
And we can keep bringing you stuff like this.
Thanks.
All right. On to the
show.
Let's do it.
Sailor, traveling through the planets, talking about a cartoon, out of space they spend it. She is the one named Sailor Moon.
Hey, Sailor, yeah.
So we're on that thing that we said that we were on last time, but we didn't tell you what it was.
Yeah, we wanted you to guess.
We wanted you to guess.
What it was.
Yeah, and it might seem like we're suggesting, it might seem like we were taking suggestions, but that doesn't make any sense because we're seeing it in front of us.
It doesn't change. It doesn't influence the reality, unfortunately, as much as we'd like you to think that.
Most of those things where you send in something as a suggestion, those go largely ignored.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you might be called an influencer by like marketing teams, but you're not
an influencer at all.
Like the physical reality of the world.
Not. I'm sorry. So, you might. You influence the reality of the world in your own way.
Just not
in the way that you're being told that you do.
Yeah, or not like the way that like God might see it.
Yeah,
no.
God might see it a completely different way.
God's like, this is the Grand Canyon, and you might tweet, "This is not the Grand Canyon, but it doesn't change, really."
It is the Grand Canyon.
It is
Canyon.
Definitely the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it for sure is.
Yeah. So,
okay,
you have a lot of power.
Yeah.
But not actually.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You have the illusion of power. You have a lot of the illusion of power.
Yeah. You've got what some might describe as power, but it's not.
It's not. It's not at all.
At all.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're both sorry.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish it didn't.
We have a lot of power and influence over external planets.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's, but we can't change, like, the fact that Jupiter's Jupiter.
Yeah, it's still Jupiter. We can't go there and Instagram and be like, this is not Jupiter.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. Still.
Yeah, we can't Instagram.
Oh, hold on. I guess we'll tell you where we are right now.
Yeah, because it's reality. Yeah. Just to rip that band-aid off.
What we pinged was a large...
With a Blu-ray laser.
Yeah, what we pinged with a Blu-ray laser was a large carrier ship.
Yeah.
The best way to describe it would be to be like a battleship, how it holds other...
ships.
Oh, yeah, how battleships store other ships on
it. Yeah, and then releases them when there's a fight.
Yeah. This is kind of like what that is. So we're able to board it. It's like a large space station, is how I would describe it. But it is the ship.
Yeah, exactly. It is seemingly empty.
Based on what we're seeing right now, it seems like it's been abandoned.
Yeah.
However, there are still security drones, occasionally just sweeping the area.
Exactly.
And I don't know about you. I don't want to find out what happens if one of those drones detects us.
I do, but
I know what you mean. I do want, like, out of curiosity.
I'm really curious.
I want to know what it does, but my inclination is that it will be negative, like, in regards to us.
I don't want that.
It will impact us negatively.
Well, I don't want it to impact us negatively, but I do want to find out.
I want to know what it actually does.
Yeah.
Because we don't actually... This is Schrodinger's drone, where we don't know what it does until it does it.
If it's alive or it's dead in the box.
Is this Schrodinger or is this Heisenberg's uncertainty principle? No.
What's Heisenberg's uncertainty principle?
Heisenberg got really popular because of Breaking Bad, but I bet people didn't actually look up what that was.
No, I don't think anyone knows.
And when he referenced it, I'm like, oh, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm sure no one else... I mean, I'm sure other people did, but not very many.
Walter White, it's not Heisenberg.
It's not.
It was Walter.
It's like, we get it, you're a chemistry teacher, you understand Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle is that, I think it's either an atom or an electron, but like small particles,
mm-hmm.
You can know it's either its position or the speed that it's moving, but you can't know both at the same time. So if you know its position, you cannot know its speed, but if you know its speed, then you cannot know its position.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I think you were referencing Schrodinger.
I think it was Schrodinger.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's just that the word uncertainty was in it, so I'm like, we're uncertain about something. So
exactly.
That's what threw me off a little bit.
We are in the spaceship.
We're in the spaceship right now.
And there are drones flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might. You can't, it's hard to, you can, yeah. So.
There's a lot of beeping and just, I don't know if,
Everything is on.
Yeah.
Everything in the ship is on.
Yeah.
But no one's here.
No.
It's seemingly abandoned. All the pods are still here.
Yeah.
All the terminals are still on.
Yeah.
People just aren't in here.
Yeah.
So
what is most impressive is how energy efficient this place is.
It's very energy efficient.
It doesn't need people to run.
No, it just goes. Yeah. So we could head towards the record room.
Yeah.
And try to find out from the ship's black box maybe what happened.
Do you think they have a record room and a separate rec room?
Yeah.
Like with games?
Yeah. Like with an arcade?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like do you think they have, like, do you think they have a records room, like, with a bunch
vinyl?
Of, like, yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. Probably not.
Unfortunately.
I mean, we never know.
It could be.
It could be.
I'm
there.
Just saying, I don't
You just don't think so based on everything
I don't
you've
think
seen.
So. Exactly. After everything I've been through, I don't think so.
There would probably be more music playing and stuff around, but
I think there would definitely be some more
there
music.
There isn't.
Around.
Okay.
No, I don't see any music.
Mm. Well, you can't see any music, yeah.
I guess I don't see it. Well, I don't see
any sheet music or anything lying around.
Yeah. So I don't see any sheet music.
No, I don't see any.
Or any CD jackets.
No, I don't. It should be littered with it.
It should be littered with CD jackets if there were CDs,
mm-hmm.
you know? Or jewel cases.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that in a spaceship with like drones that fly around and like things that clean, do you think they have like a street sweeping type thing where like if you leave your stuff out you get a ticket on certain days inside of the ship?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay.
Personally honest, I don't think that.
Because it's inefficient, right?
It's inefficient.
Because it doesn't like... I honestly think the street sweeping thing
mm-hmm.
in LA, which we used to live in,
mm-hmm.
was for people with more than one car to move their cars.
Yeah. But, like, what about me? I only have one car.
I only have one car.
What do you think I'm supposed to do?
Just kind of take it. It kind of sucks.
And I don't understand.
Because the thing is, if my car is out of the way, I see a street sweeper go by.
Yeah.
Street's not that clean.
No, it's not worth the money that I spend on a ticket.
Yeah. $67?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
Who can afford that?
That's so much
money. What are they
trying
to do to the people?
It's multiple hours of work.
Yeah.
For what?
Especially for people who... You're punishing people who live there.
Yeah. Not... These aren't people who are gonna leave.
You're just, like, parking randomly. It's like people live there.
Yeah.
Are you telling me, you should never leave your house for more than a week?
That doesn't make sense.
Because, like, if I don't have someone else to move my car, what am I gonna do?
You're gonna get a ticket.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have to spend hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I hate that.
Well, I'm glad to see that the spaceship doesn't have that.
Yeah, because that would really be inconvenient.
Yeah.
Like, I left, like, a bicycle or something like that.
I don't want to get ticketed for a bicycle. You don't need a license to drive. How can you be ticketed for a bicycle?
You can, because technically it's somewhere.
But, like, can't you just say you don't have a license with you?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good point.
Right? Like,
pretty good point. Because how they tie it back to you?
They can't.
They can't, because it's just a bicycle. It could be anyone's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're probably not going to get tickets for bicycles, but also
we don't have bicycles. We don't have bicycles, so
that's why.
That's
a totally moot point.
Yeah. We could get them one day, though.
I would like to get a bike. I haven't had a bicycle in a while.
No, I haven't either.
And I would like to have one.
I have one technically, but it's on Earth.
Where? Oh, it's back on Earth?
It's back on Earth, but not at my LA home. It's in DC. So it's like a childhood bike.
Washington or Pearson?
Washington, DC.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, Pearson is in LA.
Got it.
And I would not let him borrow my bike.
That makes sense.
I don't know him personally, that's why.
He's written a book. I think he's written multiple books.
Has he?
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of like Ayn Rand?
Yeah, just like the author Ayn Rand.
Okay.
Ayn Rand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be ashamed to spell her name that way and to pronounce it Ayn.
Shh, quiet. I was coughing.
I know.
I know you were coughing.
No, I know you had to cough.
stuff playing on them.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell what it is.
It's for something so energy efficient and futuristic, I thought so that wasteful. The monitors would be a little better. People never want to invest in security monitors.
No.
That's like probably the place you should invest in the most.
Yeah, because that's what you use the most.
Yeah. And then when someone like puts on a loop onto mm-hmm. your monitor, if you have a good monitor, you can tell if it's at a different resolution or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is just a personal pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. Life. I would love for one of these monitors to have GoldenEye 64 loaded onto one of them.
Yeah. Oh, that game's so much fun.
I wouldn't mind playing that game right now.
Did you ever unlock the golden gun and then it's just one shot to kill?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. It was great. When we played Man with a Golden Gun, that was awesome. Remember that? With a Golden Gun?
Mm-mm.
It was like a mode where there's only one golden gun.
Mm. Oh.
So then whoever gets it is like can just take out people. Oh. But then you can also gang up on the person with the golden gun.
Oh. Interesting.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wish that was here. I wish that were here.
I wish that were
here. It's a subjunctive.
Yeah. Were we more grammatically accurate with the mm-hmm. and yay?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are on this ship.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to find the records. We're going to find out what happened to the ship.
Yeah. I really wish we had like a Matrix situation with someone in our ear who could see the drones and stuff ahead of time, but I mean, we don't.
That would really be helpful.
Yeah. But I guess we're going to stop recording for a little bit as we find our way to the records room.
Yeah, because we've got to be quiet.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, thank you for listening. Welcome to Hey Sailor, the Sailor Moon podcast. We'll be right back, and we'll meet you in the record room.
Welcome to the Best Buy.
Welcome to the Best Buy.
Here at the Best Buy, we have all sorts of electronics for you to purchase.
Human, do you want to watch television?
Do you want to watch movie films?
Do you need a cover for your iPad?
Do you need a washer dryer system?
Best Buy. It's the best buy
for your needs.
Do you need every episode of WWE Raw that has involved a chair?
Do you need the newest season of Frasier?
That's the most recent season, which
the final season of Frasier. We know that you need these things and you want these things, and we want to give you the best buy.
The best buy for your buy.
Oh, I have come down with a cold.
Oh, well, that's fine. To help with all of your computer viruses, we will send you the Geek Squad.
Geek Squad, only at the Best Buy. The Best Buy for your needs.
Do you want candy while you are waiting in line to purchase your Best Buy?
Are you considering buying a board game last minute?
Do you like protection devices that you will be removed?
Would you like to become a member of our rewards program?
Look at this screen. 27 inches.
Wow. From one corner to the other corner.
Protective plan. It's not a tangible product, but we put it onto a cardstock.
Come to Best Buy, here on Earth, our home planet, which we are from.
Yes. Humans like us.
Humans like you.
All right, we're in the records room right now.
Yeah, we locked the door.
I think we're pretty safe.
So we can talk a little louder, but yeah. I wouldn't want to venture too loud.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't yell or anything. Yeah. So this is it.
Yeah. We gotta search through some records here.
Yeah. A couple. I'm disappointed there are no vinyls.
There are no vinyls, which
I know you thought there would be.
I was kind of hoping there would be.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping there would be.
So you're saying, like, I don't think there's going to be, so you would be surprised if there.
Exactly. Yeah. I place my bets accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved for there to be some expensive records.
Yeah.
That I could have gotten.
That we could take and, like, sell at home.
Yeah.
That would have been a great business venture for us.
That would have been absolutely fantastic.
We've had a lot of failed business ventures as we've been out here.
Well, I think, have we ever been in the red? Have we ever invested money and then lost?
No, I don't think so.
A business
we've just had like ideas for them and then never really followed through.
That's
entirely.
Fine. As long as we didn't lose our original capital, which we didn't.
We didn't. You're
we
right.
We all come out even.
That's true.
Because we didn't put any money into it.
That's true.
I guess I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'm pretty proud of it, to be honest.
Okay, so I'm going to, I've never hacked into a computer, like, successfully by guessing a password before.
Give it a go.
I'm gonna try it. So, crazy thing here is that all these screens are run by Microsoft Surface 5.
Yeah.
Which we don't have yet.
No, I'm not used to this technology.
So this is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you have as a password if you were... I don't even know what these people were.
Well, there's a hint. There's a little hint button. You can hit the hint button.
Hint. The password is pizza. Okay. I'm going to try pizza.
Give it a go.
P-I-Z-Z-A-N. Okay, yeah. So,
it worked. Are we in?
Yeah. We're in.
Oh, okay.
For very technologically advanced people, that doesn't seem smart.
No, it doesn't, but I appreciate what they did.
Yeah. It's a nice little comforting thing. Here's a little palm tree.
Stock
photo.
I like it. It does have the little like crossed out thing, and it says stock photo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I feel like you could find one without that.
We're being a little judgmental of. I don't want to be too judgmental of.
I don't want to be too judgmental, but
right
I'm fine being a little judgmental.
Yeah. It's just right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of negativity.
You know, but we can't feel bad about being judgmental if we're making those judgments ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to trust ourselves.
I hold myself to the exact same standard I hold everyone else to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is high.
Yeah.
That's a high standard.
You know what? It's just our egos getting in the way if we think that we are such good people that we can't...
That we're not going to hold people to a standard.
Yeah.
That's being
patronizing. We're
going to
ignore signs that are there.
Exactly. Clearly, they should have done a better job at what they were trying to do.
All right, records.
Here we go.
Records.
Scrolling through. Records. Go to the most recent one, please.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Double click.
There it is. Click.
Mm-hmm. It's a cat video. All right. Let's go to the one before that.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got the pilot's report here.
Okay.
Let's see. I regret to inform you that we are... teleporting off of this ship onto another vessel. Gather your things. We have to go now.
Why? What do you mean now? Why would they have to go now? I don't...
That's it. That's as far as the report goes. So they teleported off.
They know there's a teleporter. They know something happened to them.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do with that information?
I don't know. I mean, it seems habitable. It's not like anything's happened to us so far.
Yeah. And what was it? We have to go. We can't really explain why right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's so strange. Well, I'm going to keep looking around, okay, at different files.
Okay.
I have a feeling that at the end of our little adventure here on the ship, we'll probably come to some sort of discovery.
Probably.
But in order for that to happen, we have to look.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep looking around.
And just to piggyback onto that, we're gonna make a discovery.
Yeah,
because that's why we're here.
Exactly. We're
if we don't make a discovery, I feel like we're just gonna have wasted our time.
Which we have done before.
Yeah, it's just once we make that discovery, that's when our time here is over.
Yes.
You know, so that we're not disappointed looking for a second discovery.
Exactly. I don't want to be looking for a second discovery.
No, I want to find my big discovery, our big discovery.
Yeah.
Get.
I want to put it between two pieces of bread, and I want a discovery burger.
Mm-hmm. I want to take a... I want to add a couple pickles onto that.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Because
nice.
I like the taste of that.
I am going to use a tomato butter that I've made.
Oh, a tomato butter is okay. I'm not a fan of tomatoes themselves.
Uh-huh. This is...
But I'd be willing to try your homemade tomato butter.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's essentially ketchup.
Oh.
But it's a tomato butter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's ketchup, though?
Well, yeah, but the way I call it is tomato butter.
Okay.
That's the way I call it.
Like, did you spread it, or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Okay, looks like this was a transport ship. They were transporting...
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah. The Frederick
Stars?
Year Enterprise, FYE. This is the FYE ship.
This is FYE?
This is FYE.
This is the FYE ship.
Yeah.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, from ancient tales of, like, 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This that is was FYE. A joke. They're not ancient.
No, we're 1999 was really recent for us.
Yeah. It was very recent.
If you're listening in the far future, then I guess technically...
Maybe it's ancient.
Maybe it's ancient, maybe it's not. Who knows? But for us...
And congratulations to MP3 technology for surviving for so long.
Maybe it was converted into something else like diamonds. Maybe they store MP3? All the information into diamonds, yeah.
Oh, like Superman? Like
our whole show gets... Yeah. Like Kryptonian crystals yeah. or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You put the crystal down and it's like Jor-El, right? That whole thing?
Yeah.
So they used to transport... God, it looks like... Just TV shows, movies, this is how these TVs, get around. Music? Movies. So it wasn't ridiculous for us to assume that there could have been a vinyl player. And that there could have been vinyl. That it could have been records.
Well, I mean, I hope there are now.
Now, I mean, I hope there are, but I have a sneaking suspicion there won't be.
I remember FYE, though. I don't remember seeing records in there.
Oh, yeah, I guess yeah, no, records. As so maybe it makes sense that, yeah, as you guys will remember... As
you remember, FYE closed up and all of their stores were revealed to actually be small spaceships, and they took off into the atmosphere.
Literally flew out of malls.
Fused together into one big Voltron-like robot thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just vanished.
Yeah. After never to be heard of again. Yeah,
after being in orbit around the Earth for like a couple weeks, it just vanished.
I always thought FYE stood for your entertainment.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
No.
It was a ship.
Yeah.
We now have access
That's to very cocky
everything.
Though, no?
In terms of what?
In terms of them, I mean, they're hiding in plain sight. They're just like, it stood for, they made us think that, they named their store exactly what it was.
Right.
But they didn't tell us exactly what it was.
Because it was actually not entertainment, but enterprise.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. This goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, this goes all the way to the top.
I can't believe we found FYE.
Why would they leave?
Well, they were making a lot of money.
I guess they've been known to leave, but no, I mean, why did they leave the ship?
Oh, well, we'll probably find that out by the end of this adventure.
Yeah. We're not saying that at the end of the adventure we'll find it out. We're saying that finding it out marks the end of our adventure.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah. That's a determining factor. This isn't like a coincidental thing.
Yeah.
This is really freaking me out. Because it's a ghost ship.
It is a ghost ship.
Security drones are still going. All the TVs are still running.
And this originated in... Well, did it? As far as we know, it originated from Earth, but...
Yeah.
Maybe. Could have been visiting Earth from somewhere else.
Yeah, because they just appeared.
Yeah.
FYE just appeared. FYE didn't come out of something.
No.
It wasn't like the Rockefellers came to the U.S. and then the Rockefellers made FYE. It's not like that. They just happened.
It showed up and it left.
And took over for a little while and then got chased off the planet.
It makes me question whether a bunch of our entertainment is really created by us on Earth or if... FYE brought it to us from somewhere else.
Like the American producers who just take British TV shows and then recreate them to be American TV shows?
Yeah, like Broadchurch.
Yeah, and America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And our Idols was first, right?
Probably. It seems like a very American idea. Yeah.
Big Brother.
Big Brother was originally
Australian.
British. Australian.
I think
it was originally Australian. Jeez.
Huh. Wow.
This is bad. This is not good.
No, this is not good. Why would they leave?
Well, let's just keep looking around.
Okay.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god.
What?
Old episodes of Remington Steele.
Oh, I never watched it.
Now you can.
I guess I can.
Here. Take this DVD box set.
I don't really want it.
Okay, fine. I'll leave it here.
Do we still have to pay for stuff?
I was planning on just... checking it out and returning it.
Okay, like a library?
Like within a 14-day period.
Okay.
Like with the store.
Okay.
Or a library, actually. No, I think about it, you're totally right.
A Redbox for Netflix?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, everything is here. Look at this. Old episode of the Ace Ventura Show. The cartoon.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that?
I was interested in it, but never actually watched it.
I don't know if I want to sit down and watch it.
I don't think I'm gonna sit down and watch it.
If I was in college and I was sick, was
Ace
it cold?
Ace Ventura 2 here?
I can't find it.
Can't find it either.
No, Ace Ventura 2 is not here.
This is just like I remember FYE being back on Earth. When I wanted to find something, I couldn't, but I kept finding stuff I didn't want.
This is a select episode of Peabody and Sherman.
Whoa.
But none of them are good. These aren't the good episodes.
Just to be clear, these are removed from the Rockin' Bullwinkle show.
Yeah.
And just inserted into a separate DVD by itself.
Why are there so many DVDs for something that was probably like a minute each?
I don't know. Well, maybe they edited them together so that the story was actually continuous.
Oh, there's only five episodes. There's only five bits. And there's five different DVDs.
Interesting.
That's just taking up space. That's a waste.
I think so.
Wow. Look at these earbuds. Not good earbuds.
What is this, a hit clip?
What's a hit clip?
Look. It's a tiny little thing. You put it in, it's like a tiny fake Walkman thing, and you put in a little clip, and it plays a clip of a song.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. A hit clip.
Yeah.
Wow.
You remember these?
I do now that I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is...
I had one of NSYNC and one of ABBA.
What ABBA song did you get?
Dancing Queen.
Of course.
Yeah. And NSYNC, I think, was either... It's gonna be me.
How expensive were those?
They were more expensive than it is to buy a song now.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
They weren't real songs.
There were 20 seconds of, like, a song.
Yeah. And then... Why did we buy these?
I don't understand it.
God, this is
this
ridiculous.
This was FYI taken, and they did it, though. They sold it.
I can't believe it. And then they were found out, and they just, like the Music Man, vanished into the night.
Mm-hmm.
Except in the musical, the Music Man, he sticks around in that town,
yeah.
Right? So, it doesn't really count.
I think FYI came to take over the Earth.
But they failed.
They failed.
And then they left.
And then they left this again.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you don't think they were coming back, do you?
To Earth?
Yeah.
No, I don't
think they were trying again.
I'm going to be totally honest, I don't think so, because they were so far away from Earth. That doesn't make sense.
Why was that cat video playing?
I mean, that wasn't really popular in the 90s. Cats are a new thing.
That's a very new thing.
Cats are a very new thing. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm getting goosebumps.
I'm getting chills. And speaking of goosebumps, I've got The Haunted Mask here on DVD in front of me for $14.99.
What?
Yeah.
$14.99?
Yeah, that's a rip.
I don't think it's worth that.
Not at all.
No.
Jeez, all this stuff is insanely overpriced. Are you kidding me? $39.99 for The Gladiator 1.5? What does that even mean?
I don't get it.
What's the 0.5?
Is it like a director's cut, but he didn't want it released?
It's just the director's cut. The director's cut right next door to it. It's $49.99.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
It's an old movie.
I'm very confused. What's the 1.5?
I don't know. Here's Spider-Man 2.5.
God. Oh, it's got the ticket for...
This has extra scenes in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got the ticket for Spider-Man 3.
Oh.
Yikes. If only we could go back in time, right? I mean, we did it once, time travel, but we can't.
We can't do it.
I don't know.
Every time we had to build a clock tower.
Yeah.
We don't have the resources to do that again.
No. God, this is incredible.
Oh my God. Well. All right.
We'll keep looking. Right,
here's what I think we should do.
Uh-huh.
I think we should grab a couple of these DVDs.
Okay.
Take them with us.
Great.
So, you know, get back the money that we lost at FYE back in the 90s.
Right, just get that back. Pay it back.
Before we store them back on the space bus, though, I think we really should find that teleporter.
Yeah, we should find the teleporter.
That's where they all went. Let's trace it back. Let's see what they were doing.
Hey, you know how FYE is only supposed to have stuff that's probably up until, like, 2006?
Yeah.
They have... contemporary stuff that they shouldn't even have access to.
What?
Jessica Jones.
What?
Yeah.
On DVD? How did that come out of the...
Yeah, look at this. They've got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 movie that hasn't come out yet. And Sailor Moon Crystal.
Season 3? What?
Okay, before we find the teleporter...
Let's grab this.
Let's just check this out, just to see if this is a lie or not.
Alright, let's just... take us. It'll be good to, if it's real, it'll be good to decompress for a little before we have to brave the
possibly
drones
possibly teleport
again.
Ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's take a breath.
All right.
All right. Let's watch this. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
That's good. I got a bunch of old-ass DVDs to sell.
That's so weird, because I have money.
Oh, yeah? How much money? Like, 20 bucks?
A little bit more than that.
Good, because this is going to cost you a little bit more than 20 bucks. This is 59 bucks for this old-ass motherfucking DVD.
What DVD is this?
Oh, you ain't never heard of this show before. This is, maybe you have. This is Sister Sister.
Sister Sister?
Yeah.
See all the seasons?
No, just a couple episodes of it.
Of the show or one season?
Of the show.
Is it themed?
Here's the third episode of the show. Here's the Ray and Lisa date for the first time episode. And here's Lisa getting married.
Three episodes.
Oh, but if you look on this bonus disc, also there's that episode where Tamara thinks that she's not out of money because she still has checks in her checkbook.
Okay. You could have... First of all, that's another episode. So that's just four episodes.
There are four episodes of this DVD.
You could have put them all in one DVD.
Yep, 59 bucks.
What is this place?
This place? Oh, welcome to FYE.
Oh my god. No, thank you. I'm leaving. Thank you so much.
Great.
Okay, we are running to the teleporter. And while we're doing that, we have to keep our voices up because of the drones.
Yeah.
But we gotta talk about that episode of Sailor Moon.
Yeah, we kinda do. Well, first of all, that really was an episode of Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
That was
an actual episode that they shouldn't have access to.
They shouldn't have that. They have to be planning something.
Yeah, because FYE closed like 2005, 2006.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for like 10 years.
There's no need for it to be. They're planning to come back. They were planning to come back. I know it.
You think they were planning to come back
to
Earth?
Yes, I think they were planning to come back to Earth. Why else would they be storing things from Earth right now? How else would they be getting things from the future?
I haven't seen anything outside of Earth stored here.
Yeah.
So, you're right. It has all to be. Earth media.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm deciphering some encrypted files right now.
Yeah.
That I found.
Yeah.
That were part of the captain's log.
Mm-hmm.
I said pilot earlier, but I meant captain.
Yeah.
And we will... I'll let you know when these are ready.
Yeah.
Deciphering. Until then, how about that Sailor Moon episode?
Yeah.
So there is a concert.
Yeah.
And turns out, it's not just a normal pop concert.
Mm-hmm. There's two concerts.
There's two concerts.
Yeah. And Venus is really excited about it.
Yeah.
Like,
very.
Super duper excited.
Unusually excited, actually. Mm-hmm. But.
Unusual for this episode, but like pretty usual for her normal self.
Yeah.
So that was nice to see her very excited
about
that.
And they were geared up. They broke in backstage.
Yeah.
It turns out they had to fight to save everyone in the concert.
Yeah. Who would have thought that would happen?
I thought it was just going to be a normal episode.
Do you think they go to places expecting to have to fight?
No.
Or they don't?
I don't think they expect to fight.
No, I don't think they do.
Because...
It happens so frequently, though, I feel like they should.
They should, but I feel like they're optimistic.
Yeah.
That they're not going to have to fight.
Right.
But then they get there and they're just like, oh, we do have to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really annoying.
Yeah.
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 So that's, you know... You do what you can.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
So, but at the end we find out.
Yeah.
We've got two new Sailor Scouts.
Yeah.
Neptune, Uranus.
Well, when we say we find out.
The audience.
Yeah.
But also Sailor
Moon. We knew that.
But did they ever say explicitly?
Oh, I guess not. I guess I don't know what it's like to watch it without knowing already what's had to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you already knew.
I already knew.
Yeah, I would say most people probably already know.
I think so.
I think you've already learned.
I think
the target
audience are the people who...
People who have watched Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone's picking it up right now.
But if they are, that's awesome.
I guess so.
If they are,
is that the goal?
Maybe.
I guess I don't know.
I don't really know what the goal is, to be honest.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, now we're starting to get all our Sailor Scouts together.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
Yeah. There's also Saturn. We see a little bit of Saturn, but not...
A tease.
Not Saturn, but, like, Hotaru and her powers.
Yeah.
We've seen her healing powers before.
Yeah.
And then we see that Chibiusa can calm her with her pendant.
Oh, yeah.
With her medallion or pendant or whatever.
I love that.
Yeah.
You just calm her down.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
I wish we could be calmed down right now.
I know. I really wish that we had, like,
tense.
That could, yeah.
It is tense.
Do you know what it's like to be so dedicated to recording a podcast that you're willing to risk your lives? Possibly. We don't know what the drones still do still.
No, we have absolutely no idea what they can do, what they're capable of.
Still curious. But probably should. Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we're good. So teleport us down this hallway.
I swear that it seems like... It feels like... It sounds a little bit like the drones are listening to...
Yeah.
The last season of Project Runway.
It says that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But it could also be true.
Yeah.
I don't know anything anymore at this point.
I don't know. No, no, I don't. I have no idea.
Okay. The transporter room is just on the other side of this door.
Mm-hmm.
So we just gotta open it. Go. Oh, wait. The message is done encrypting. Unencrypting.
I'm almost decrypting?
Decrypting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Hold on. What's crypting by itself?
Just crypting.
Crypting?
Yeah. You just crypt it.
Okay. Sounds like a dance, but it's not.
Yeah, like crypt walking?
Crypt walking?
Crypt walking.
No, crypt?
Because you're...
Crimp?
Crypting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, crypt walk. Oh, you're making it up. Okay.
Yeah. I'm making up a new...
Okay, I thought you were saying something that existed.
Crypt walking.
I'm not familiar with dance moves.
You will be soon.
Okay, great.
That's not... I mean, I'm just saying that we could practice...
Yeah, why did you say that? To make me feel better?
Well...
You don't know that.
Do you want to get more familiar?
Not really.
Then you don't have to.
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go. Captain's log. We are moving off ship temporarily for a meeting with... Hold on, sorry. The computer is still...
Decrypting.
Wait a second. This can't be right.
Why? What?
With... The royalty of Circuit City.
Circuit City? What?
We are discussing a peace treaty to unite our forces and take over the system under our control again.
Circuit City and FYE?
Yeah, together.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
This was sent.
I'm sorry. It does make sense. Sorry, I'll tell you what I don't think is making sense out
loud.
What
doesn't make sense to you?
Why did he write that previous note and say we can't talk about it yet? He just meant he wanted to write it in the next letter.
No. That was a public notice.
To everyone?
That was a public thing. This one was encrypted.
Oh.
So, this is the private log. That one was a more public log.
He loves saying Captain's Log at the beginning so much, he should really say Captain's Private Log.
It should be Captain's Private Log.
It should be Captain's Private Log.
And also the captain could be a woman, we don't know, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
We'll find out. Well, no, we can't find out.
I don't want to find out.
We're in the middle of a huge conspiracy right now to take over the solar system.
Yeah.
From two completely defunct companies that could have possibly been aliens before.
We thought that they just... We laughed at them.
Yeah.
We laughed at them.
I laughed at them all the time.
Yeah, me too. Circuit City, I'm like, you're not Best Buy. We don't think Best Buy is...
Interesting. I think the Best Buy could be.
Because they're doing well.
Yeah. That they took over on Earth? Are we in the middle of a war?
We might be.
This message... This captain's log.
We're in the middle of a war and we're just out exploring space.
Yeah, we don't want to be in the middle of a war.
No.
But if it'll save Earth and the solar system, I think we have to be a part of it.
Okay.
Now, this was sent 4 minutes ago. Oh, by the way, this has a date.
Okay.
So I can tell you how long we've been on the bus for.
Okay. Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, we've been on the bus for 7 hours.
7 hours?
That's not what we watched...
How many movies did we watch?
We watched Age of Ultron twice.
Yeah.
Right? Or was it once?
Here's what I think. I think we may have been moving so fast in the bus that we were close to light speed, meaning that we were actually traveling into the future. You know how relativity works with the time travel? The closer you are to the speed of light, the slower time around you is moving.
And we're younger.
Yeah.
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 Everyone else is older.
Yeah.
By like a few hours.
Well, I guess we did drive and... launch off that ramp pretty quickly.
We did pick up a lot of speed on that ramp.
Yeah.
We picked up a lot of speed on that ramp.
We really
got some
did.
Good traction
yeah.
on that ramp.
Yeah. We've just been careening through space. There's no friction.
No.
All the friction disappeared after we lost contact with the ramp.
Yeah.
There's no drag. There's no air.
And there's no drag.
Mm-hmm.
and no atmosphere in space.
We must have been going so fast.
Yeah.
We went 7 hours. Quickly. 7 hours passed in the real world outside of the bus.
But inside the bus, we probably had a good... We slept a lot of times.
We slept a lot of times, multiple times. We watched Captain America Civil War
twice,
which is a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah, so at least that's
five. At least 5 hours
that's
already.
That's at least 5 hours. And then we watched Age of Ultron.
We definitely slept
at least
more
once.
more than two hours.
Took several sleeps.
Yeah.
And we did a bunch of other stuff. We also watched Sailor Moon.
Yeah. We recorded an hour long podcast.
Yeah. We yelled at the wall. We took turns yelling at the yelling wall.
Okay. Shrieking wall.
So, okay. Well, I mean...
So not only is our internal concept of time fucked, but, like, our external concept of time as it exists is also fucked.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Curious.
Curiouser. Oh, my God, keep it down.
Oh, yeah, here.
Well, okay.
We've got two options.
Yeah.
Three. One, go back to the bus.
Right.
Then we don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Two, we stay on here, but there's a chance that FYE's crew could return at any point.
Right.
Three, we can use this teleporter to go anywhere in the solar system. The only problem is...
We can't get back.
And... Once we use it, it changes the coordinates of the teleporter, so they won't be able to return back to the ship. The FYE crew.
Right.
Because we've changed the starting and end points.
Okay. I understand. So we'll be stranding them effectively with Circuit City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which could really tick them off.
Okay, you're right.
I think this
might be something we have to
Let's do that.
All right.
It just seems in line with kind of what we've been doing this whole time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's leave. Let's go. Let's find the teleporter room.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Oh, hold on. Go ahead. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Good, it's good.
Nice. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
When I talk about red cars,
mm-hmm.
a trip to Chicago,
yes.
and the sounds of, oh yeah, what do you think of?
First I thought of a double-decker bus, and then I thought of the short-lived Fox TV show The Loop, and then I thought of the Kool-Aid Man.
Okay, well, put all those together, you get Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay, I understand much more than before. Yeah. I never thought of Ferris Bueller as those three things.
Oh, well, they are. It's a lot, it's actually a lot, and what I have in front of me for your viewing pleasure and your purchasing pleasure is actually Ferris Bueller's Day Off on DVD.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
DVD, I can own this?
You could own a classic, generation-defining film.
Oh my god, I didn't think I would ever own Ferris Bueller. I just saw it in the theater once and I was like, wow, I wish I could own this.
Now you can.
Wow, well, here, let me get up. Take my money, please. How much of my money do you need to take?
Okay, well, this DVD usually, different places, you probably can get for $5.
Okay, right? You have $5? All right, I have $5. But
here...
Yeah?
$14.99, just for you, my friend.
$14.99? You just said I could get it for $5.
Sure, if you went somewhere else, but here?
Oh.
$14.99.
What is this place?
This place right here?
Yeah.
Circuit City.
Great, I'm gonna write that down. Never come back here. I'm gonna go buy it for $5 somewhere else.
Alright, folks. We are about to teleport out of the ship. Now... We have no idea where we're going to go.
No.
We can go anywhere.
No.
And we're just kind of looking for another base to ping to, really. Anywhere is better than this.
Yeah. This is just danger. This is just asking for trouble.
Asking for danger trouble.
And, you know, maybe we can make a small dent in their plans, but we can't be the ones to stand in the way of this.
No, we can't. We have to inform someone. We can't get involved in something this big. Like, going and working for the government, stuff like that, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Trying to fight corruption you know, buying art. Part,
so yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's all.
These are all, honestly, just, these are things to do for ourselves, you know, yeah. But when it's this, we can't be responsible for the
war.
No, we can't win a war.
And we don't even know what side is right, which side is wrong.
No.
We don't even know who we're fighting, to be honest.
No, it seems like we're just fighting each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just get off this ship.
Yeah.
And tell the authorities and just let fate decide.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just... Oh, wait.
What?
Hold on, Minsley.
What?
They're coming back.
Who?
The crew.
Oh, what?
The crew.
The crew's coming back?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Wait, I just...
What do we do? How do you...
They're gonna be... Okay,
to this teleporter. They're coming back to the teleporter.
Teleporter right now.
Okay.
Give me a number between 1 and 47.
42.
Okay. That's great. That's good. Because we're in space. I get it. Yeah. Okay. I rerouted them.
To where?
I don't know. There were 47 possible teleportation points, and I just sent them to the 42nd one. So instead of appearing on the ship...
47 possible teleportation points.
In the general area. Not in reality.
Okay, I was going to say that's a very
just
limited...
Close stations.
Very limited
47
teleport.
Stations that
okay.
This ship can beam out to.
They're going to find out. They're going to know that someone's here rerouting them.
Yeah, wherever they... A Chevron or a diner. Wherever they just got teleported to. I think... Yeah, Minsui.
Yeah.
I think they're going to find out... That there's someone on their ship futzing with their teleportation technology.
Why are you getting so mad at me?
I don't know. I'm worried now.
Okay.
But also, that just blew the teleporter. So that option's out. We're stuck on the ship. With the drones.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Remington Steele on DVD.
I don't want to watch Remington
Steele. For $59, who's going to spend $60 on Remington?
It's just here. There's no one here. We don't have to buy it.
It's the principle of the matter.
I don't
want to buy that.
I don't want to watch Remington Steele. It's a bigger issue for me.
That's fine. It's not an issue. It's I can summarize it for you later. Okay.
Omar, I think the first step here is we gotta disable the drones. We gotta figure out a way to do that. Otherwise, we can't be on the ship.
Okay.
I can't believe we're about to do this, but I think we have to steal the ship too.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You go to engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do a very specific EMP blast to affect the drones.
Right.
I'm going to go up to the pilot's bin, and I'm going to use that to start the engines so we can get out of here.
All right. Well, let's take care of those things.
Yeah, here we are again, gang.
until then, it looks like we're going to have to...
fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah. We're going to stop recording the podcast for a little bit until we have gotten things a little bit more under control.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening this time.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you have any ideas, please tweet us your support at Hey Sailor Moon. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Omar.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You too. Don't hold back.
Okay.
All right.
I won't.
Okay, me too. I won't either.
Don't hold back either, yeah.
I won't.
Okay, great.
Either. Let's go.
Okay, great. So engineering's out the other way, sorry.
Hold on, let me pull up the map.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's... I'm sorry, it's through here.
Okay,
so
great.
You go through here, and I'll take the chute.
All right.
I have to take a chute.
Cool.
So don't do the EMP blast until I'm up the chute.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
And break.
Break. Three, two,
one.
Break.
Okay.
Great. Right.
Don't hold back.
Yeah. Yeah, and you either.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.